Giles Beckford, our RNZ business editor, is with us now. Kia ora. Air New Zealand is changing its summer routes.
Kia ora to you, Charlotte. Yes, the airline's ramping up capacity for the for summer season. We've just ended one. They're planning for next year or the end of this year. And it's restoring a couple of routes, but it's also extended the suspension of its non-stop Chicago service until next year. Well, the airline will use larger aircraft to increase the number of seats on flights to Singapore, Tokyo and Taipei from November through to March. It's also restoring flights to Hobart and to, I think, to South Korea. And they'll be using 777-300 series planes with more seats and cargo capacity to replace the current 787 Dreamliners that they use. Of course, both those planes have been subject of the investigations in Washington. Talk about air quality or airplane making standards. Well, Air New Zealand long-haul general manager Scott Carr says the changes are positive, but it can't resume the Chicago service now until it gets new 787 planes.
We're back into Hobart and Seoul for a seasonal service through the New Zealand summer. We're adding a lot of extra capacity into some key Asia markets where we've seen great tourism growth and great visitation from New Zealanders. And unfortunately, because of some ongoing engine issues, we are having to pause our Chicago services or extend the pause on our Chicago services through to later in the second half of 2025. This is the best thing we can do right now, but we will be back.
Well, Scott Carr says Air New Zealand will continue to have sales and marketing activity in Chicago despite the disruption to passenger and cargo services. Well, produce company Seeker says a rejig of the business and a bigger kiwi fruit crop this season should see it return to profitability. The company made a $14.5 million loss last year because of lower yields, mainly through the natural disasters such as Cyclone Gabrielle. At yesterday's annual shareholders meeting, the chief executive, Michael Franks, fielded many questions about debt, dividends and the outlook for the current season. Well, speaking to RNZ Rural News this morning, he says things are on the up.
Well, the company did a number of things last year to reset our cost base. We actually went through and restructured the company and we saved about $3 million in personnel costs. We've also targeted our insurance costs. We've put in place a mechanism or a structure called a captive insurance company. So we place the insurance policies into our own company and then go and sell that insurance into the reinsurance market in Lloyd's in London. And that has also helped us reduce the cost of insurance and certainly avoid the increases in insurance, which has been very high. Of course, on the other side, though, interest costs are very high at the moment as well. So we're really reliant on getting a bit of volume into the shed.
That's Seeker's Chief Executive Michael Franks. There'll be more of that interview in the Rural News after the 12:30 headlines. Well, the movers and shakers of the global economy are in Washington for the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. That's against a backdrop of sticky inflation, sluggish growth and geopolitical tensions. The IMF leadership has been telling advanced economies not to rush into interest rate cuts and to ensure that they have inflation under control, something that may be more difficult given the Middle East conflict and higher oil prices. The IMF's managing director, Kristalina Georgieva, says the US economy is doing the hard lifting for the world economy at the moment, but it needs to contemplate reduced government spending to help fight inflation. But she says it's also time for the world's second biggest economy, China, to step up.
The problem with China is that they are facing a fundamental choice. Do they continue with the policies of the past that served them well then but may not serve them well now? Or they finally take this turn towards more demand domestically and more domestic consumption? Our advice to China is please take the turn for your own good and also because it would be a good news for the world economy.
That's the IMF Managing Director, Kristalina Georgieva. Well, it may have escaped your attention. It certainly did in the studio here on Wednesday, but it was International Banana Day. If you want to plan for next year's calendar, it's the third Wednesday in April. Now, the global industry produces about 10 million tonnes a year. That's about 100 billion bananas, and it's worth more than 40 billion New Zealand dollars. But all is not well with the world's most favourite fruit. Climate change, poor plant health and genetics are among the industry's problems. Here's Sylvia Kempos, a senior advisor with the Fair Trade International Organization.
Producers have to be able to cope with climate change. Soil has to be healthy to have healthy bananas, healthy plants. This is one of our major focuses with our fair trade producers in Latin America and Western Africa. That's the basic. Second, they have to receive fair prices to cover their cost of production if we want to have sustainable production of bananas. Right now, during the year, there are times of the year that banana producers receive $2-$3 per box when the cost of production is around $8. So with that situation, it's impossible to continue producing bananas.
Sylvia Kempos from Fair Trade International. Well, here in New Zealand, one Northland horticulturalist is growing bananas, producing a few hundred kilos as conditions allow. Our banana imports are around 85,000 tonnes a year, mostly from Ecuador and the Philippines. It's coming up to 25 past 12, time to catch up on the markets. A man who also missed International Banana Day on Wednesday was Harry Wigley from Forsyth Barr. Kia ora to you, Harry.
Kia ora, Giles.
Right. What's it looking like on the local market?
So the local market is down 43 points to 11,793. In New Zealand, that you mentioned in your report, last traded at 59 cents, which is up 0.85%. Seeker is down 1.4% to 2.86. And Channel Infrastructure that provided an update to the market this morning. So that's still trading flat at $1.51, even though the throughput of their business is up on the last quarter by about 21 million litres to 921 million litres.
And I'm assuming, in the absence of anything else, that most of the other stocks then are looking on the soft side.
Yeah, look, everything else is looking pretty... is certainly looking down. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, so that's down 23 cents to 26.31. Infratil is down 9 cents to $10.84. Main Freight flat at $69. And Ryman Healthcare is down 2 cents to $4.40.
What's it looking like 25 minutes into the trading day in Australia?
So the Aussie is actually down about 1%, so it's down 75 points to 7,567. ANZ Bank's down 21 cents to $28.35. BHP is down 47 cents to $44.61. And Xero is down $2.10 to $117.
Which takes us to the state of the currency.
So the Kiwi dollar is at 58.96 against the US, against the Aussie 91.90, against the pound is 47.43, and against the euro 55.42.
Leaving us interest rates, oil and gold.
So 3-month bank bill is 5.68, 10-year government bond a touch under 5 at 4.955. Brent crude continues to slide for the third day down to just below $87 on the hopes that Israel won't retaliate against Iran. And gold still nearing those record highs at $2,375. And then in light of International Banana Day, so Dole Food, the large banana provider, was up 2% to $11.88 overnight.
Now, that's what I call value add. Great. Thank you, Harry Wigley from Forsyth Barr. As Harry mentioned there, Channel Infrastructure, the fuel storage company, the old Marsden Point refinery, in addition to the increase in petrol imports, quite a sort of surprising lift in aviation fuel demand. Apparently, it was 13% higher than they were expecting, mainly because of the increase in flights and the return of tourism. We will wrap it all up for you around 5:30 in Checkpoint, but for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.